This is from a friend of mine. Her name is Layla Miller, and she's very sharp, and she picked up on something that I guess I had probably not really formulated. I never really got to the point of formulating it exactly the way she did. She did a really good job of putting into words something that I was noticing but hadn't really thematized, if that makes sense. So kudos to Layla. You can find her on Facebook. Here's what she wrote. She said, she's referring here to the pro-life marches and things, and the criticism that often comes against pro-life people for quote-unquote not being pro-life enough. You'll see what I mean here. So she says, here's a test of integrity. For those who demand that pro-life and the March for Life include the entire litany of social justice issues, do they also require the same of, say, the anti-death penalty movement and its events? Do they shame anti-death penalty proponents by declaring them, quote-unquote, only no prisoners' lives? Let me pause and explain what she's referring to here. There is a running narrative that's out there. Sadly, it has infected the minds of many erstwhile pro-life Catholics who now they go after the pro-life movement viciously in some cases. I've seen some really vicious things said on Facebook and in other parts of social media where they will, let's say that you're pro-life, you have a pro-life bumper sticker, you march in one of the pro-life marches, they'll come after you and say, you're not really pro-life. What? Of course I'm pro-life. No, you're not really pro-life. Why? Because you're not also proclaiming anti-death penalty slogans. You're not also proclaiming pro-immigrant slogans. You're also not doing this, and you're not doing that, and you're not including all these different subgroups and categories and things that are, in fact, life issues. But because you're not waving placards for them, too, you're just interested in a baby in the womb, and that's all you really care about. And you're not really pro-life, that kind of thing. Poppycock. I think that might be the technical theological word for it. Hogwash is another technical theological word for it. Rubbish is another technical theological. That is just a false narrative. So that's what Layla Miller is getting at with this comment. Listen to what she's saying. I'll reread that one part. If those who demand that pro-life and the March for Life groups include the entire litany of social justice issues, do they also require the same of, say, the anti-death penalty movement and its events? Do they shame anti-death penalty proponents by declaring them only pro-prisoners' lives? Are the anti-death penalty events decried as not inclusive enough? And is there a demand that other social justice issues be brought into this movement and its events? That's a rhetorical question. You know what the answer is. The answer is no. Sister Prejean, forget her first name. She was made famous in that movie called Dead Man Walking. It's an anti-death penalty movie. And so she's very well known in that regard. And she has rallies and she does events and things to draw attention to the issue of being against the death penalty. And nobody says that she's only interested in the lives of prisoners and she's not really pro-life. That's the hypocrisy here that Layla Miller is pointing out. So she continues. She said, if SJWs are shaming the anti-death penalty movement or any other such movement, then I'll believe they're not just trying to marginalize the abortion issue by obscuring or blurring the right to life movement. If they are not doing this to other movements, then why not? How then can I believe their demands are anything other than an attempt to water down the pro-life movement and the march specifically? You see what I mean? Layla Miller asks, why is it every other group is allowed to its specific mission, but suddenly not with the fight against legal abortion? She says it doesn't pass the smell test. And I'm not saying that all of these folks are obscuring the movement on purpose. Many of them, especially millennials raised on identity politics, are well-meaning and they think they're doing something good. That's exactly how the devil works. He makes us feel we are doing something good and right. He leads us down the garden path. And she finishes by saying, and by the way, I'm against the death penalty. So bingo bango. Well done, Layla. I just want to emphasize the point that she's making here. She said it. I only sort of vaguely had this idea in my mind. She articulated it. So the next time somebody says to you, using this false narrative, well, you just care about unborn children. You're not really pro-life. And you only really care about unborn children. You're saying that you are pro-life, but you only care about unborn children, what you should say is, okay, are you saying the same thing to the people who are marching for the end of the death penalty? Do they have to stack in there all the other social justice issues in order to be adequately pro-life in their effort to try to oppose the death penalty? Obviously not. And pick any other group. Do the immigration demonstrations in favor of immigrants, do they have to have pro-life floats and banners and things like that that are specifically pro-life in order for people to take them seriously as a human rights issue and as human rights defenders? Obviously not. So the question that hasn't really been answered yet, I'll make an attempt at answering it for you. The reason this false narrative is out there, the reason people, whether out of ignorance or out of malice, and I suppose that that may be true in some cases, the reason that there is such a fervent effort right now to discredit the pro-life movement is because people recognize the power of the pro-life movement and they want to subvert it. Now, maybe there are people who are actually pro-life themselves, but they've gotten whipped into a frenzy on political issues. They become polarized and radicalized on issues like the death penalty and immigration and things like that. All important issues, to be sure. All very important issues. And they are life issues. Some people, however, have taken it to the point of a political frenzy. And I think in some cases it is aimed at particular parties or particular politicians. And I'll give you one more example before I take a break here. I noticed this great example of terrible thinking on Facebook just the other day. This person, she says, the pro-lifers claim to be speaking for those who can't, the unborn, but they fail to grasp. See, this means you're not smart enough. That's what that's code for. You're not smart enough to figure it out. So this lady's going to figure it out for you. The pro-lifers claim to be speaking for those who can't, the unborn, but they fail to grasp that the unborn aren't being oppressed because a powerful demographic is choosing to oppress them. Women choose abortions because of our own oppression. Marching for the unborn ends up being worthless if you aren't marching and voting and advocating for women first. That's gobbledygook. That's not true. People are marching in favor of the unborn to defend their lives because their lives are in jeopardy. And no, it is false to say that, listen to what she says here, this is false. They fail to grasp that the unborn aren't being oppressed because a powerful demographic is choosing to oppress them. Yes, it is, madam. And one big chunk of that powerful demographic is Planned Parenthood, which makes a whole ton of money doing exactly that. They have reasons for oppressing unborn children. It's not just a particular racial group. It's certainly not just a particular group, men or women. They are being oppressed, these unborn children, because a powerful demographic group is choosing to oppress them. See, what she does is she twists things to say, it's not really the unborn who are being, you know, oppressed. It's really women who are being oppressed. And women who are being oppressed, they're the real victims. So unless you're marching for women and wearing a pink hat and shouting slogans about feminism, you're not really a pro-lifer. You see how this nonsense works? It's false. Don't fall for this. It might sound good, it might look good on paper. It's not true.